Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey, so before we get started, I wanted to talk to you guys about Disney Plus. Now, I know by now you've probably heard about Disney Plus, the new streaming service that includes Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. With all these amazing brands in one place, Disney Plus has one of the most incredible libraries in the entire streaming landscape, and it's all ad-free. From classics like Snow White to today's blockbusters like Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame, the content on Disney Plus is truly unparalleled. And if all that isn't enough, Disney Plus even has originals like The Mandalorian, the first live-action Star Wars series. So don't miss out. Go and sign up today and start streaming and tell them Hayes sent you. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of The Waking Soul Podcast. I am the content king, aka CEO Hayes, just Hayes, CJ, whatever you want to call me. I'm really excited to be back in the building this week. We got a few things to talk about. This is not going to be the longest, one of the longer episodes of The Waking Soul Podcast, because honestly, I just got a few things to talk about and then I'm going to head out. Like that's what it is this week. We're planning some really great content. I'm actually working on that shadow work episode I think I mentioned last week. I'm actually going to be bringing in a licensed therapist as well for that episode, so we're going to really be breaking that down. I'm really looking forward to that one. We just got a lot of things planned and working and going on around here. Our 1 year anniversary is right around the corner. The 3rd year anniversary of The Awakened Soul is right around the corner on August 4th. Can't wait. I'm really, 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 really excited to be 100% honest. I don't have anything overly special planned for the 3rd year anniversary show. It is going to be a little bit of a different show, as you know, I tend to do. But I think ultimately what I really want that 3rd year anniversary special to be is more of a retrospective of me and everything. And yeah, so we may have a couple of guests pop in, maybe some surprises that pop in, but and I'm sorry, I'm so rude for anyone who's a first-time listener or viewer, if you're on YouTube viewing this podcast. Again, I am the host, CEO Hayes. We are the Awakened Soul Podcast, and this is where we talk about deeper content. This is where we like to break things down. I've been really on this, like, self-help slash get-your-shit-together type vibe the last couple of weeks, but we're going to be mixing that up going forward, which is... I'm really, really excited for the future of The Awakened Soul. Like, it's this last, like, during COVID, while, like, I started off COVID season being really, really down. And then, like, the clarity that came out of coming from that and, like, everything that's come for those who've known for a while, like, I've been here for a while, you know, this set is a little bit different. It looks similar, but it's a little bit different. This one for the viewers, we got another set that we're going to be doing product reviews from. It's just a lot of growth has come out of this, and a lot of time for me to, like, sit back and reflect on where I want it to go in the future and some of the collabs that I want. And for anyone who like been listening to this podcast since its inception knows that every episode I had a guest, and more so this year, has really been a lot more of me by myself than it ever has been. And it's like, I want to still have guests, but when I do have them, I want it to be more meaningful than just having a guest every single episode. So yeah, it's made the times where we do have guests a little bit make it feel a little bit more special. But on this week's episode, we do have the End of Mine Hayes segment where I got a couple of things to talk to you about. Lady is back with the Cookie Chronicles. talking about a deep one as well. We actually got Lady on video this time too. So if you want to watch this on YouTube, she actually is going to have her own video version of the Cookie Chronicles on the Awaken Soul YouTube page. So it's we're steadily evolving. And, you know, she recorded this one with her phone, but she does have a camera that she's going to be working on incorporating that. So, like, the presentation is the same across the board. Like, just everywhere we're going. I'm just really, really stupid excited for know my episode with my son's coming up, which I know people are really, really hyped for. So be on the lookout for that. But that's it. That's enough prefacing. That's enough getting you guys set and the table set. We're going to go ahead. We're going to jump into the In the Mind of Haze segment right after our intro music, which is coming at you right now.
The following is a Breaks Media podcast.
You are now listening to the best podcast in the world, The Awakened Soul, hosted by my daddy.
In my dark and twisted crazy ass mind, in the In the Mind of Haze segment, I really have a couple of things to talk to you guys about this week. Before we get into like news topics and things that are like in the popular culture, I'm just going to talk to you about something that's like on my mind just in general. And this is going to dig into a little bit of like the creative world and stuff like that. And, you know, something that I have always done since I've been in this creative space is I've given information, help people with things. And I've never like been one to withhold it or to not help somebody because either I don't know them or whatever. Like I help people freely. A lot of new podcasters I've helped. That's part of the kind of why the Breaks Media Networks turned into what it turned into. It's because I've always been someone that like, I want to help creatives be the best they can. And then, but something that, you know, came up actually in my meeting with Tech Fowl is that, you know, I'm going to start now, especially since I do video consistently and I'm one of the podcasters that do that. I'm going to start like really trying to buy more merch from other podcasts and wear it on my videos, kind of help them promote as well, you know, and support. So, you know, we'll be on the lookout for that. My graphic tee collection is immaculate as it is. So like to add podcasters that I really fuck with and their merch into that is going to be dope. Also, and I really look forward to it. But outside of that, like something that's really been on my mind, right, is that people come and ask me for information, ask to be mentored, or ask how can I help improve their sound and XYZ, and there's things that I typically don't charge people for when they come and help. And no, this isn't going to be one advertisement where I'm now saying I'm going to charge everybody. That's not what I'm saying. But I started getting this thought, like, and I'm not going to call out any names, right? But like, the thing that I think we all need to start valuing and realizing is that our time is valuable. I've said it on the podcast before, a few episodes ago, that I feel like one of the worst things that happens to all of us as adults is that we go to work, work for these companies, and they tell us how much our time's worth an hour. And it's really kind of bullshit when you think about it, but I know that's the system and that's the world that we live in. But my thing is that I've given so much free information to people that then turn around and I don't know. It's so I say this to say is that I'm going to be more selective on the people that I do mentor, the people that I do help, the people that I do put a lot of time in. I can give anybody any information. If you're a creative that you're listening to and you want some information on how to improve your sound, reach out to me. I'm always going to give it. But I'm talking about that more hands-on approach. If I'm doing that again, like, it's going to be a bit more selective. No, you don't have to just be a member of the Breaks Media for that. Not at all. I would never say that. But at the same time, I'm starting to realize like a lot of the time that I put out and put into the creative space hasn't necessarily come back. And you don't ever, like, I'm never somebody that does things like I scratch your back, you scratch mine. I do something for you, and next time I ask you to do something for me, I'm going to hang it over your head. Most of the creatives that I've helped, honestly, if you go and you ask them, I have almost never, other than like guesting on my show so we can talk, like I may reach back out and say, hey, I got a concept for you, I want you to be the guest on, but I never hold it off over people's heads like, hey, I did this for you, I gave you this mic, all right? Like, because at that point, why are you doing it? But I think even with that being said, I need to be more selective because honestly, I've always said I never get burnt out doing this. But I think people have taken advantage of that, right? And that's something that it's not on them. It's not on them. That's not their fault. I don't hold any ill will towards them at all for the people who have, like, because at the same time, if I'm starting something out and I have somebody that I can go to for information, like, it's who isn't going to do that? Who is going to use that resource to the best of their benefit? But the thing that I realize is not even necessarily that people don't give that back, but it's a lot of time and energy that I've put into certain podcasts and creatives that didn't even last. You feel me? So like they fizzled out. And so like I look at how much time that went into, how much time I went into helping them. And then like 6 months later, I've showed you the key to making great sound. And I've showed you how to use your equipment to do it, and you rather default back to something because it's easier, and then wonder, and then hit me back up and asking me to help you grow. You didn't even do what I asked you to do last time. So because of that, I think like I'm going to be more selective over who I choose to put a bunch of time in. I'm going to still help every creative out there. If you want any advice, if you need any advice, if you want to learn camera work, I'm still going to do my live streams. I'm going to get back to doing those. The day may change, though. I may actually start doing those on Monday mornings. And I'm still going to do my live streams where I help people with creativity, marketing, and all that. I'm still going to do all that because that's a passion that I have. But if you need that one-on-one approach, everybody isn't going to get that access to me going forward. And that's just something that's on my mind. And like I said, it's not their fault. That's my fault. My fault for overextending myself and not really doing my due diligence to see where these people are at or their mindset is at with the business side of podcasting, if they're going to last long in this, because there's nothing worse than putting hours into helping somebody with their craft. And then 3 months later, they're gone. Like in the creativity and that knowledge could have been given to somebody else. So I'm just going to be more selective on that, but that's just my own personal thing. That I wanted to spit on here and talk about. But outside of that, we're going to now get into the other two topics that I wanted to talk about. And the first one is, so this Entanglements track dropped with August Alsina and Rick Ross. And I know we'll be probably getting into it more in depth on The Breaks Radio. So make sure you're checking out The Breaks Radio, which is the hip hop podcast. It's more everything culture, but we talk about music and stuff a little bit more focused there. But so this song, I had to like, I listened to it, I think one or two times before I'm like, listen, I got to see a lyrics breakdown for this. So then they had a lyric version video on YouTube where it broke down the lyrics. And my thing on this is like, and I think I even tweeted out like the day before this came out, like if August didn't use like Entanglement or Untangled or something like that to in his next album, I didn't think we'd get a track necessarily because he just dropped the album. But, you know, it makes sense and, you know, capture the wave. But like what he did on this track, and even Rick Ross, like I will say I'm not one to like call people out or messy or not, but like listening to this, it was just like, damn, we talk about a woman scorned all the time. This man August is a man scorned, and like I get it at this point now. I feel like it's just kind of draining it, like at this point, like you're keeping it going. And in some of the lyrics, I'm not going to do a complete breakdown here, but like he talked about like unhappy with your man, or you want to get back at your man, so you started fucking with him. And like, we get it. Like, I think at this point now, we kind of all piece together what was happening. They did their interview, August, you did yours, you now dropped the song. And my thing is, what I worry about it from this aspect is that August is a talented artist. You can say you don't like the way he sings. You can say you don't like some auto-tune. Like, I get all those critiques. But August Alsina is a talented artist. And now we're reaching dangerously close to the point where it's going to be August known more as the person who exposed Jada and Will than is going to be about his artistry. And I don't like the fact, for me personally, that it's like that's becoming the... You just dropped an album. Is anybody really even talking about August's album? Everybody's talking about this. And I get it, controversy sells and all that stuff. But at this point, it's just, I'm looking at this and I'm just like, bro, come on, man. Like, and I get it. Like, I get it to extent of like your name's in the news. Like, it's smart from a PR, not necessarily PR, but a marketing standpoint, this Entanglement thing and how it blew up on social media and you want to try to capture that. I get it. My thing is, like, why did it take this long? Like, we're at, like, a week or two at this point since the whole Red Table Talks came. And it's like, we're just keeping the bullshit going. And it just worries me on how much longer this is going to go on. it may be going on. We may be getting this for another couple of months. Who knows? But I'm just kind of over it. And I want to know how you guys feel about it. Like when the song dropped, I know people have said like the song's actually pretty all right. I'll say I listened to it. It's cool. It's a cool song. It's not horrible. But it's like, yeah. And then Rick Ross with that lyric where he uses jaded. We know what you're doing. And I get it. It's slick wordplay. But it's just, come on, August, man. We got to do better than this, bro. We got to do better than this, man. The Light Skin Coalition is not going to continue standing for this time now. But I just wanted to get my thoughts on that. And then the next thing that's kind of on my mind is this Kanye West, right? So he had his first rally. And, like, this thing just seemed like such a shit show and an attention grab. And my thing is like, shout out to Hype Williams because she said it on Denny Talks. That she does on IG Live. Make sure you're checking that out. We said it too on the Breaks Radio. Mary pointed it out. Like this whole presidential thing is a whole. We know it's a thing for your album. You got an album coming out. You want to do press on it. We've everything's been gone through on the fact of that. It's just not feasible for Kanye West to run for president at this point. But let's not even talk about that because the political aspect of it, because I feel like it's so corny and just an attention grab. We're not going to focus on that. There is something seriously wrong with Kanye West. And I think while we're all seeing it and it's entertaining and it's funny, it's super concerning from the standpoint of when you're thinking about this man's mental health. Something's not right there. And I don't use that lightly. Like we got the whole Harriet Tubman phrase, which I'll play right now for you guys.
So that's a Stephen move. When Harriet Tubman, well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
So we got that whole thing, right? And then like there was another thing where he just kind of broke down and started crying. Like Kanye West is not well. And mark my words when I say this. It may not be this year. It may not even be next year. But it's going to be something ugly and super concerning that happens with Kanye in regards to his mental health soon. Relatively soon. Mark my words on that. Like when you look at Kanye, like it's the perfect definition and example of somebody who theoretically would have everything you would think of in the world if you base it off money and even a successful career. But when you add in the mental health aspect, and Kanye just seems like we get it. We've done a whole thing on the Breaks Radio too. Like Kanye has never quite been the same since his mother left. His mother passed away. That's understandable. I haven't lost a parent. I could never imagine what that pain is like to lose a parent. But when you add in the bipolar disorder on there, and I don't like throwing everything under just, well, you know, Kanye, he's bipolar, but like some people do and some outlets do. But at the same time, this thing with Kanye West is it's fucking, as a black man, as a human, just to see somebody like this, and this is why it's important to have people around you that call you on your shit. This is why it's important to have people around you who are truly concerned about you. And I'm not saying Kanye doesn't have anybody he doesn't have anyone around him that he's lacking anyone around him that's concerned about his mental health, because I'm sure he's married, he has kids, they need him and they need him to be healthy. So I'm not trying to act like nobody cares about Kanye West, but I think you run into the syndrome where people are afraid to call you out because of your status, and maybe because they're making their lives based off you being able to do your career effectively. But somebody you would hope is around Kanye in his circle, in his life, that can tell him, bro, you need to shut all this shit down and get some fucking help, because that's what it's boiling down to. It's fucking concerning. It's scary as shit. And like I say, if it continues down the path without some course correction, I see this being ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly really soon. And people will say that it's already been ugly. I don't think that's even the tip of how ugly it can get if this shit continues down the current path that it's on. That's my opinion. You guys may not share it, but that's where I currently stand on this shit with Kanye West. And I really feel like it's going to be ugly. And so that's it, really. That's all I got on my mind for this segment currently right now. We're going to take a brief break. We're going to get into a commercial. Then you're going to hear the Cookie Chronicles. And then I'm going to come back to you guys with the full discussion topic for this week. I'll be right back after that.
Hey guys, it's your girl Beck Easy.
Hi everybody, it's your girl Joanne.
Hey guys, it's Trell and this is
The Team. And we want to welcome you into our group chat
where we talk any and everything from ABCs of sex to finding your passion.
Catch us every other Tuesday on Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and YouTube.
Because we lit.
Take that.
Damn.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Cookie Chronicles segment here on the Awaken Soul podcast. And this week is going to be short and sweet because I've had this conversation one too many times this week and I'm tired of talking about it, but I need other people to know not to do it as well. This week we're going to talk about no settling. I have talked to at least 4 friends this week who are at least 30. I think the youngest is 29. And they're at the point where they're lonely, they want companionship, they want a family, they want to be married, and they just want to be loved. And at this point, they're settling for whatever comes along until that happens. And my whole thing is, what if what you're settling for is in the way of what you really deserve? Like, you are wasting your time with people that you know are not for you. You know they don't possess the qualities that you want. You know that they don't treat you the way that you should be treated. They don't bring to the table what you bring to the table. They're not even on your level. And you're wasting your time because you're horny, you're lonely, you just want company, and you want somebody to be up under you, and that's unacceptable. Like, we're getting to the age now, especially if you're over 30, to where you should be a lot more selective in the things and the people that you lay down with and that you allow into your space. And I'm tired of them settling, because you settle and you get into these relationships, because some of them are in relationships, not just, you know, sexual things, but they're in relationships, like full-blown relationships with people that they don't really want and that don't want them. And you can tell because of how they treat them. And at this point, I had to tell one of my girlfriends, like, look, you want to be a wife. You express to me all the time that you want to be a wife. Oh, you have to move like a wife. You have to act like a wife. You have to have the standards of a wife. You can't accept anything that comes along just because you're lonely and you're horny. And this one friend in particular, she had a guy that she was dealing with. She just recently cut it off. And the manner and how he talked to her when they cut it off let me know that he really didn't give a fuck about her. So she hit me up, I want to say like Wednesday or Thursday this week, and was like, hey, you know, well, I know I just recently cut things off with him, but what do you think about me reaching out to him for us to have sex one more time? Because now she wants to become celibate until she finds her husband. And I'm like, well, it depends on how you guys end it. Like, I didn't know too much about this guy until she told me, but I'm like, if you guys ended on a positive note and, you know, you guys both want to continue to have sex with each other, then that's one thing. But how did it end? So she proceeds to like show me screenshots of their conversation. And when she decided to cut things off with him, because, you know, she listed all the reasons why, which were valid reasons, he completely dismissed her and was like, well, you didn't have to talk to me about that. You could have just went on about your way. We didn't even have to have this conversation. And I'm like, why would you even want to go back to somebody that completely dismissed you and your feelings that were very valid just to have sex with him? And she's like, well, I'm going to go back on the celibate journey and I just wanted one more good time. And like, he's the best that I've had in a really really long time. And I don't really have anybody else. And I'm like, so you gonna dumb yourself down just for one last 30-minute sex session from a guy that totally dismissed you and your feelings and told you that you didn't even have to have a conversation with him and you could have went on about your day? That means that, one, even if he noticed that you weren't reaching out to him, he didn't care because he wasn't gonna reach out to you. And two, he really does not give two fucks about you. Why would you want to give your body to somebody like that again for one last time after he showed you his ass to kiss the last time that y'all spoke? I didn't understand it. I still don't understand it. Now, I hope she made the right decision, because I told her, you know, if you want to be a wife, you got to act like a wife. You got to move like a wife. And you know what you bring to the table. So to accept that, even for a sexual encounter, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but my pride would not allow me to do that. You dismiss me if I even feel dismissed. Even if you didn't mean to do it, you ain't got to hear from me ever again. So I didn't understand the logic. I hope she got what I was saying. I am going to reach out to her today to see if she actually reached out to him, but I hope she did. Then there was another friend that has a I don't even know what they are at this point. They were together before the summer. He comes to her and lets her know, oh, well, this summer, for the whole summer until mid-August, I'm going out of town. Didn't ask her how she felt about it. Didn't ask her if she wanted to go, if there was some weekends that she can come down and visit his family and meet some of his family or anything. Now, these people have been talking since last year. You just come. And granted, he moved in with her before he left, so all of his stuff is over there. So you are moving here. Yeah, you're paying half of everything, but you're going to move in here. Tell me where you're going. Not ask. Not have a conversation about it. Or nothing. And then just go. Now they're not talking. Like, they beefing. Like, but to me, you telling me that you was going somewhere without me and not asking me how I felt about it, or if I wanted to come at some point, was a red flag to me. So now there's one red flag. Now y'all not talking. He blocked you on everything. He had his friends block you, his family block you. The only thing he do is send you money when he knows shit is due, which is nice, because some niggas still won't do that. But for what? And now all you want to do is keep blowing up his phone because you want to talk to him and smooth things over before he comes home next month. Let me tell you something. Any man that say he love you and want to be with you that cannot talk to you for 3 weeks, because it's been about 3 weeks going on four now, that's a problem. That is a problem. That is a red flag number two. You understand? And so at this point, she just needs to stop settling for that too. This girl is almost 30. She is going back to school for her master's. She wants to be a nurse practitioner. Right now, I think she's an LPN. She makes really good money. She has her own place. She's about to get a house. Like, you got so much more to bring to the table. You don't need to deal with no shit like that. Stop settling for shit that you don't like. And then it also comes out that he's not even everything that she wants. And I'm like, why the fuck do y'all keep... People ask me all the time why I've been single for so long. Before my last relationship, I was single for 7 years. After that relationship, I'm going on 3+ years. I'm not settling for shit. You understand? I know what I got. I know. I bring a whole nother table to the table. You're not about to sun me and just give me whatever because I'm lonely 1 or 2 days out of the week, or I want to have sex. That's not what's about to happen. So I need all of y'all to stop settling. And it's not just the women, because I have a guy friend that I had a whole conversation with for 2 hours about the same thing. He wants to be married so bad, but it's not happening in the time frame that he wants it. So he is finding little bits and pieces of what he wants in different women, which is cool if, you know, you are single. But if you want to be married, why waste your time? Y'all are blocking so many blessings that are for you when you have things that are not your blessings in the way that you are tied up with, because you can't even focus on the right things around you. So stop settling for things that you know don't fit. Stop trying to make things happen when you know that ain't it. Stop settling. I can't put it no simpler than that. Just stop settling. Stop settling for people that are not for you. Stop settling for things that are not for you. That goes for friendships, relationships, jobs, anything. And just trust the process. If you have a good relationship with God or whoever you decide to worship and pray to, whether it's the universe, whatever, then trust that the universe and God is going to take care of you. They know your heart and they know what you want. And they're going to bring it to you when the time is right. In the meantime, make sure that all of the shit that you have, whether it's emotional, physical, financial, is in order, so that when you are presented with it, that you are ready to accept it. That's all. That's all I got for y'all. I'm just tired of the people around me that I know deserve better, settling for shit that I know they don't need, okay? That's wasting their time. And again, that goes for the males and the females and in every aspect of life. So just make sure that you are together, that you've done your inner work, and that you're ready to accept what's okay. All right, y'all. Until next week, you can follow me on Tia, the First Lady, on Facebook, or the First Lady on Instagram, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Welcome to Technical File, the sports podcast you never knew you needed.
It's your boy, T-I-M-K-I-N-Z, the number 3, a.k.a. Go-Go Power Ranger. Yeah, this is the Black Ranger. It's me, a.k.a. Mr. Give It To Me. It's Ash Ketchum in his bed.
I am the Eric J.
Only known as...
The Eric J.
And I'm Camille, point guard of the crew, the real-life Tifa Lockhart, the girl next door. You know, holding it down for all the women who love sports.
And it's your boy, K Harris, the gentleman.
The gentleman.
Also known as K Diddy.
Take that.
But better known as the people's
jabroni.
And that's us. I mean, we four friends come together every week to talk about the biggest stories in sports with our own flair to it. Let me tell you, You ain't never heard a sports podcast that's entertaining before.
Damn straight.
So check us out every Wednesday. Get at us.
Ladies and gentlemen, so that was the Cookie Chronicles. T has been killing it. Like I said, make sure you go to the Wake and Soul YouTube page to check out the video if you want to see her face where she talks about it. Make sure you guys are also checking out Love, Lust, and Badass Soul, which is another podcast me and Tia do fully together rather than it just be a segment with us separated. And it's been great since she's come on that podcast. But enough of that. We got to talk about the discussion topic for this week's episode, right? And so I have a couple of things on my mind. Like I said, this one's going to be fairly quick because I don't know how passionate this is or isn't going to get. This is one of the few times where I don't really have a lot like written out for this segment as far as like a plan, cohesive thought. But I just wanted to talk about like a few different things, right? And so follow along with me. This is going to go where it's going to go. Okay. The thing that I kind of want to talk about, and I touched on it like briefly talking about Kanye, is having people around you that hold you accountable, that have people around you who really, you know, look out for you and look for your mental health, right? But something that I've kind of noticed and that it goes this way, like in this small community that we're on, and you know, follow along with me in here, is specifically in the podcasting community, right? Is that like it becomes this thing of interdependence. And sometimes I guess that can be okay. Sometimes it can be toxic. It can be anywhere on the spectrum, right? And so this thing that I'm noticing, and that I'm kind of glad that I've kind of gotten out of, and just have focused on like my circle and my creativity, and you know, helping people around me or whatever, and not got into like the popularity contest that certain things get into. And this kind of all kicked off for those who like follow me on social media. Know that I posted like from the 15th of June to the 15th of July, we actually passed a 30-day record of any 30-day stretch in the history of the podcast. We passed, I think, we had like 38,000 downloads in that 30-day period, which is amazing. And I posted it because, you know, I was happy as hell and I was ecstatic by it and everything. And it just made me think of like the fact that for the most part, other than the creatives that I work with and the people that support my content, like for the most part, I've built that off of just making the content that is truly that speaks to me. And that I had that area where I had to course correct. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the episode title, Get the Fluff Out, because that was where I got on a passionate rant about myself. But I think we fall into this realm of like getting codependent, right? And because like people confuse, or maybe this is what they got into podcasting from. Like, so for me, getting into creativity and getting into being a creative and getting into podcasting, then YouTubing, and then photography, and then filmmaking now as I'm working on something, like getting into that, like I very well took it all on me. And like anybody who came along the road, who I worked with, who I, you know, I had built friendships with, I've built some friendships that I think are going to be lifelong. Shout out to Dan on Drugs. Shout out to AJ from What We Gonna Do. Like those are two brothers who you'll hear me shout out a lot on the podcast, because me and AJ, we have a difference of opinion almost on everything, but that is my dude. You feel me? Like AJ is somebody that I'll go to outside of just this podcast and shit. Dan is my dude as well. That's my guy. Like I love just seeing how Dan is as a creative, and me and him kind of have this thing where we kind of co-inspire each other to like and test each other to like do a little bit better in our creativity and stuff. So like those are people that if this podcasting shit stopped tomorrow, I'll still check in with those brothers. I'll still holler at them about how they feel about my podcast, about how they're doing, like mental wellness checks and all that good stuff. And, you know, T is another one of those. That's going to be a lifelong friend. Like, I knew Tia before I had the Awakened Soul. And so, like, these are going to be people that I carry forward into my life whenever. But I see this interdependence that we do, right? And that we look at it as growth. We are dependent upon, or we look so, we start focusing so much on, oh, I wonder what this creative is going to think about this idea. Or, oh, they're going to love this one. The timeline is going to love this. And it, I'm seeing that it's starting to affect creativity. And it's starting to become like this click thing that we have in our community, and that it's not really fucking needed. You feel me? And so, like, me seeing this and watching this, and it's just like, I get tired of bitch ass creatives. Like, let me, because I keep trying to like beat around the bush. Like, all these feelings that people have that are based off this shit, it really makes you start wondering how much happiness do they really have in their life when their shit is so wrapped up in who's going to fuck with what you do creatively, who's going to fuck with, or who you're going to impress, or who you're going to be able to do whatever with. And I get touching people. That is what I try to do here all the time, is touching people with my content. And the proof is in the pudding and the numbers and the shit that you do. But when you look at people who sit here and like they use that, this, and they're talented. I'm not even saying that anybody's whack, like that you're a talented creative, but that creativity is almost wasted because all you'd rather do is be, or worry about who's going to identify, who's your friend, who's going to be in this bubble with you. Like, we need to break out these bubbles and continue to be creative. And I've always said, if you know personally most of the people that listen to your podcast, you're probably not that fucking successful. Let's just be real about it. The fact of the matter is to be truly successful in this as a business, while you may touch very many people, you have to be get to the point of realizing that most of the people that you touch, you may never have a one-on-one interaction with. And yes, that's weird. Yes, it's difficult. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't strive to at some point be able to build a one-on-one connection with as many people as we can that fuck with our creativity. But at the same time, when you're sitting there and you're focused on the one, you're missing the masses. And so it's a balance that needs to be struck between the two. And this isn't to say what anybody else should do with their platform. Do with your platform of what you will. But then when you use that platform to try to judge and talk about what other creatives do, and you're creating at a level that's really touching anybody outside your circle, you have no business preaching to anyone else. And this is something that I talked about on my live, and even I think a couple of weeks ago when I took a snippet of what I streamed on my on IG Live, and I played it during the end of Mine Hayes. I mean, this is something that I touched on there as well. It's like we fall into the trap of listening to motherfuckers that want to act like they have an authority that really haven't done shit in the grand scheme of things. That falls into fuck the 38,000 downloads. That's a fucking blimp. Until I do that shit consistently, that's a fucking one-off if you ask me. But at the same time, like, look at what people are doing as business. Look at what you have actually built. If all you've built is a circle of people that just you gossip with and talk to, you ain't built shit. Your platform is built on bullshit, unnecessariness, and it's really not, it's not anything that's going to leave a legacy. Now, what I started this on, and I'll come back to, is the codependence. I mentioned me, Dan, AJ. I mentioned that a lot. Me and T. I mentioned her a lot. Like, you hear on this podcast. You know, other creators that I fuck with. Shout out to Blake from Diary of a Mad Black Man. Like, these are people that I legitimately fuck with on a personal level, right? But at the same time, the conversations that we have are actually about pushing shit forward. And we start doing it. If you look at what Blake has done with the Black Podcasters group that he's built, and like the fact that he's building resources for other podcasters, that shit is dope. Like, and that's why I fuck with certain people that I fuck with. And this kind of goes back to what I started off the In the Mind of Hayes segment. Maybe this is just an extension of that. I'm just tired of the codependence that I see. And let's take it even out of the creative realm. And just in life in general, like, these, if you as a grown ass person need somebody to put a battery in your back to feel like you're doing something, if you need somebody to lift you up to make you feel like what you're doing is on the right path, I get enjoying getting the praise, I get enjoying getting the shout outs, I get, you know, enjoying when you get it. But if that's what you are in this for, you're in it wrong. Like, it's such a delicate balance, right, between, are you going to, and this is something that, and you know, I like to bring everything back to me. Do you want the focus to be on you, or do you want it to be on your content? And then in the content that you're building, are you happy in the content that you're building? And then what are you doing to get it out? Because guess what? There's people who have the skill to make the NBA all day, but they never made it, right? and people are never going to know how good that their potential could have been. Stop sitting on potential and actually turn it into something. And again, like I said, this isn't like a fully formed, like I don't even have a title for this In the Mind of Hayes segment. I mean, this discussion topic, because I always have a title for it, because it's usually a theme. And overall in this one, it's just like in just certain things that I'm seeing. Right. And you always hear me say, protect your peace, like at all costs. You got to prioritize your peace. You got to protect your peace. You got to protect your state of mind. And at the same time, by doing that, and protecting that state of mind, for me personally, is that I've had to block out a lot, like not block, no, because let's not get that started. I haven't blocked anybody, but I've had to block out a lot of shit in the community, because ultimately I know that shit is not going to lead me to where my goal is. And maybe that's what the overarching thing is don't allow the micro, right, to affect your overall of where you can go. Like we if I allowed every turn of the road to really deter me from what I'm doing creatively, like I'd still be at the same level I was my first year of the Awakened Soul. And the reason why I haven't is because I don't get caught up in those things. We got to not allow the bullshit to bring us down. We got to not allow the simple shit. If you are in this truly to touch people, if you're in this to build a business, if you're in this to reach as many people as possible, you got to stop worrying about the minuscule shit and the minuscule people, you feel me, overall, because there are some creatives who are always going to be at that same $100 download number, going to be at that same level all the time. And you this is why I don't even focus on who follows me on social media. I shout it out, but you'll never hear me say, well, I got 2000 XYZ followers. Like, I don't do that, because at the end of the day, that number is minuscule compared to the number of people who listen to my podcast. Because not everybody's on Twitter. Not everyone's on Facebook. Not everyone's on IG. So when like we get caught up in like these numbers that really don't mean a lot in the grand scheme of things, because we're focused on that more than what we're focused on the content, or we're focused on the business, or we focus on really learning how to promote. Like, so many podcasters sit here and fall into this hole of not really promoting. They promote to the people who are already going to fucking listen to them, or to their friends. Like, stop promoting. The whole point of promotion, which I say all the time, is to grow, to get new people. It's not necessarily to inform the people that already are subscribed that you got a new episode, because they should already know that they're subscribed. The point of promotion is to gain new eyes to whatever you're doing. And people like, but that's a side thing. I'm sorry. Like I said, this because I have no straight format, it's kind of all over the place right now. But it's just like, these are things that have been like in coming up close to our third year anniversary. I'm just sitting here looking at like, and it's funny because I got that number, right? I got that download number. And, you know, there's been times in this podcast, in the history of it, where I've been fucked up mentally. I've probably treated people fucked up. I probably snapped on a couple of people. And it's all because at one point in like, you have to take that slice out for you. And like at one point in time, I was making the Awakened Soul thinking, and it was a very small time. It was probably like 3 months. So it wasn't like this podcast has been around for 3 years almost, but like for a 3 month stretch, I was really focused on trying to make content that I thought people wanted to hear from me. Rather than what was speaking to me. And once I course corrected and I fully have just gone into, I talk about whatever the fuck is on my heart, mind, and soul during that week. And whatever spoke, like some of the concepts that I've come up with in the episode titles and topics have really come about just from me really being passionate about what the hell I have going on. Really have going on, or my children, or my mental health. And like, I was listening to A Few Screws Loose, the newest episode that Dan dropped by himself, and like to hear him talk about the stuff he did there, and like, you know, being at one time being a shitty person himself, or treating people wrong, or know that he may have been XYZ, and that, you know, he had to call himself to the carpet on, you know, anything that I'm saying here is not stuff that I haven't already called myself out on. And I was saying that I hope that I'm an example of the fact of when you let go of those chains and you have that freedom to create what you want to create, and you allow yourself and you give yourself that it becomes so freeing in a way. And like, I've gotten so many comments over the last couple of episodes that like, you can hear the peace in my voice. You can hear the excitement. You can hear the joy. Like, you can hear everything in it. And that's because like me creating this and like what I've in 2020 have turned it and geared it more towards is like, it's always been my therapy, but now it's been even more so. And I know this discussion topic has really been all over the place, but like as I prepare, like I'm preparing that episode with my son that I've you know kind of alluded to before, and I'm preparing the shadow work episode and like working with therapists and like and even I guess you know that's something that I need to talk about too. And you know, again, I know this discussion is kind of all over the place, for just follow me, because this is I do this every so often where I don't have a topic. I just sit down and I record, and whatever comes out. And you know, if it's coherent, shout out. If it's not coherent, I apologize. This may not be the episode for you. If you're a first time listener, I promise you it's way more structured than this usually. But like, so I've been going to therapy more, and I've not hidden that at all. I've been back to going to therapy, and like something that I found peace in with me, and I've already knew this, but is, you know, hearing those words always helps, is that, you know, frustration and anger are usually like what they call them, secondary emotions, right? So usually you get angry because of another feeling that you have, and the anger is kind of to safeguard you from that other feeling. And I will honestly say, for the first time probably ever, and people have always said that I'm emotionally intelligent, but I've been at the most in touch with my emotions that I have ever been at any point in my life. And so like doing that, the joys naturally come, and it's bled through to my creativity, but it's also made me realize, to go back to what I kind of started this on just shit that I'm just glad that I either missed, or that I have just not gotten myself involved in, or like shit that just has left my life, or exited. So like this whole like place that I'm in right now, like you already know, I feel like I'm the best at what I do. I'll say that each and every day, but like I have been such a more refined creative the last couple of months that everything that the film, I can't wait to bring you guys this film that I'm working on, because it's really like it kind of brings you inside my mind in a way that I can never quite get into with just audio. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. But like really like going to therapy and getting more in touch with myself again, and as like knowing what I want to do, like my kids are all of them except Alan are reaching that teenage period, which is like a weird period for me, because it's like it's my, especially Xavier, because it's like he's damn near an adult now, and so like I'm balancing between, you know, that's still being my baby boy, between being that and like the man that he's becoming in front of me. And so like just seeing all of this is like this is why I'm so happy, because like while people get caught up in like who follows who did this and who's going where, like I'm not really in that at all. Like I don't care about any of that. And so I try to bring that freedom through to anyone that I talk about. Like this creative space that we have should be freeing. It should be something that we don't feel bogged down by. It should be something that we don't feel restricted in our creativity at all. And so that's kind of why this topic has been geared towards like what I've noticed in the creative space in the 3 years that I've been in it. I've been in it actually longer than 3 years, but you got the platform that you create, you should be happy with. You shouldn't worry about anybody else being happy with it, because if you're happy with it, then it's going to attract more people and it's going to come through. Like all the false deep shit that we see, the people who are trying to be deep because they think that that's what it's going to be to get to something, or you have the people that cater towards men or women because, you know, that's what they think is going to get them on and set them apart. You are going to set you apart. I set myself apart. You can do the same thing, like just by being you and being what comes naturally and organically to you. And so, yeah, that's it. I know this is like, I don't even know what to title this episode. I'm going to be wrapping my mind around for so long on what to title this and what to call this episode, because it's really all over the place. Maybe that's what I'll call it. I needed this week, because it's like I've seen so much shit the last couple of weeks, like both in the creative space and the celebrity space, on social media and like Facebook groups. Like it's just all been like stupid shit. And it's like, come on, y'all, let's get this shit together. But yeah, if my mindless ramblings haven't turned you guys off from this week, let me know, because this was truly a walk into my dark and twisted ass mind, because this is just the stuff that's really been on my heart this week. And spending time with the children has just been so freeing, like to hear the conversations that they're not having themselves. Like Amaya and Xavier had a whole conversation the other day about college and what they want to do with their career. And like, this is the first time like I've heard them bring that up on their own, not like me asking them or their mom asking like, what do you want to do when you grow? What do you think you want to do? Like I'm sitting here watching these two little people have a full blown conversation about, oh, well, you know, I think I want to go to this college. You know, I want to study. Xavier said he wanted to be a doctor, and he's already looked up like how many years of school it takes and everything. And Amaya wants to be, oh, what did she say? I think she said she wanted to be a therapist. No, I'm sorry. That's what she used to want to be. But now she said that she wants to be a graphic designer. I've always told you guys, like, she's a great drawer and a great artist. And she's like, well, I looked into it, and, you know, I need to learn this, and then I need to learn how to do it digitally. And, like, the fact that, like, they're 14 and 12 years old, and they've have had more thoughts about and conversations probably at this point now about what they really want to do with their future than people I know who are still trying to figure it out at 30 years old. So it's like being in, like, seeing my kids, and that's a conversation that they had between them that I wasn't even involved in. I was ear hustling, if I'm being 100% honest. And, like, just seeing that, it's like, I'm glad that my kids are also the ones that aren't focused on TikTok. They ain't focused on, you know, recording everything for Vine isn't even a thing, but, like, for any social media platform, like, they are really taking their time in school and, like, this COVID time to really think about what they want to do. Xavier's starting high school this year, and he's, like, gearing his classes towards what he thinks he wants to do in college. And it's amazing, man. It's amazing. But let me stop, because, you know, I could talk about my kids all day long. But this has been another episode of The Awakened Soul. For any first time listener, I'm sorry again if my ramblings have kind of set you guys off this week, but or turned you guys off. Hope it didn't. Hope it kind of all came together, even if you aren't a creative, to just kind of apply certain things to your life and focus on what you want to do. Like, I think we need to stop paying so much attention to arbitrary things and do what really makes us happy. That's one thing I've learned in this last 3 years. If I didn't have The Awakened Soul, I'd be an unhappy, crazy ass dude. So that's been the ramblings of CEO Hayes. You make sure you follow me at CEO HAIZE. You can follow the podcast at Awakened Soul Pod or at The Awakened Soul Pod, just depending on where you're looking for us at. Make sure you go to thebreaksmedianetwork.com. That's been it. If you want to, so for anyone who's listening to this, like I said, we're coming up on a 3-year anniversary. I know I plugged this number. Some of you guys use it, some of you guys don't. But I would love if I can hear or get some voicemails, and you can say some of your favorite memories from The Awakened Soul, maybe some of your favorite episodes. The number to do that is 614-547-2039, or you can email it to theawakenedsoulpod@gmail.com. This has been another episode. Yeah, I'm out this bitch. Peace. Messing me up my whole head, teasing me just like Tita did Martin. Now look at what you starting. Schoolboy crushing it, ain't on the hush, the whole world see it, but you can't. My peoples, they complain, sit and rave and rant. Come on. Your name is out my mouth like an ancient chant. Got me like a dog as I pause and pant. Speaking of which, got a leash and a wish just to rock you, miss. Come on. Make a militant move, beat my strategy.